Sinkus cleared his throat, drawing everyone's attention back to him. It was time to wrap things up, but the detective appeared troubled. Mr. Aeola, Mrs. Aeola, if you don't mind, after you caught Christopher, he went with you willingly to Boston State Mental?
He didn't have a choice.
How so?
My money is my money, Detective Sinkus. And you can be quite sure after that incident, I wasn't giving Christopher one red cent. Christopher, however, did have his own resources, a trust left to him by his grandparents. By the terms of that trust, he was not eligible to collect until he turned 28. And even then, he would need the cooperation of the trustee, which would be me.
Bobby got it the same minute Dee Dee did. You threatened to cut him off, deny him his inheritance.
Goddamn right, Aeola Sr. spat. I let him live that night. That was generosity enough.
You hit him, Mrs. Aeola whispered. You ran at him. You leapt on him. You kept hitting and hitting. And Natalie was screaming, and you were screaming, and it went on and on and on. Christopher just sat there, wearing that terrible smile, his mouth filling with blood.
Aeola Sr. didn't bother with an apology.
I chased his scrawny ass up to his bedroom, where he locked himself inside, and I tried to think of what to do next. I honestly couldn't bring myself to kill my only son. But at the same time, I could not subject my daughter to the scrutiny of the police. I consulted my attorney.
His gaze flickered to Baron,
who suggested a third alternative. He warned me, however, that given Christopher's age, committing him to a mental institute would be difficult. I would need him to stay voluntarily, or I would have to get a court order, meaning that we'd have to go to the police. My son is smart, I'll grant him that, and as I said, he has an appreciation for the finer things in life. I can't imagine him living on the streets any more than he could. So in the morning we made a deal. He would stay at Boston State Mental until his 28th birthday, at which point, assuming he fulfilled the terms of our deal, I would release his inheritance. $3 million is nothing to sneeze at, and Christopher knew it. He went, and we never saw him again.
You never visited? Sinkus clarified.
My son is dead to us.
Never checked on his progress, not even by phone?
My son is dead to us, Detective.
So you didn't know your son got himself in a bit of trouble at Boston State Mental? Ended up in Bridgewater.
When Boston Mental announced it would be closing, I called over. The doctor informed me that Christopher had already been sent to Bridgewater. I found it convenient.
Sinkus frowned. And on Christopher's 28th birthday?
A note arrived at my attorney's office. A deal is a deal, it read. I signed off on the funds.